As committee chair, Noss attacked the UW on numerous points, including funding, hiring, and letting a 9/11 conspiracy theorist teach. But the political shift of power in the State House means Noss will surrender his seat to an Assembly Democrat. Noss spokesman Mike Michelson says the Whitewater Republican could still remain on the Colleges and Universities Committee. Regardless, Noss wants the UW to cut costs by cutting some of its 26 campuses.
It's a very large system for a state of 5.5 million people. And so the issue becomes, when you're looking at overhead, when you're looking at building costs, all of the things that go into operating each one of those campuses, are there ways to look at consolidation, to look at ways that you can take other campuses, make them larger, continue to service the same number or more students with less campuses, thus lowering your overhead costs, which will allow you to hold down tuition increases.
UW System spokesman David Giroux says he can't fully comment on Noss's proposal until it's further detailed, but he is wary of it.
Worth a good public debate and a good analysis, but reducing the number of gateways is not necessarily going to make us more efficient. People still want and need that convenient access point. Often we're dealing with people who don't have the luxury leaving their work and their family and becoming a full-time student and living in the dorm.
Giroux adds cutting the number of schools would affect the state's number of graduates, which already lags behind Minnesota's rate. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.